We could ask, what causes hatred? And that's quite a big question, isn't it? What causes hatred? You could have a very short answer, which is hatred is one of the poisons. It's been associated with samsara since beginningless time, full stop. You could have a very long answer to do with psychological conditioning factors, looking at different behaviours in the past and so on, how we've been conditioned, how we were raised. I was struck by quite a short Buddhist answer. In a way, it's completely blindingly obvious, but it sort of hit me in the talk. I think it was by Vijayashri on hatred. She said very simply, all moments of hatred are conditioned by the moment of dukkha. It's as simple as that. All moments of hatred are conditioned by a moment of dukkha. The simplicity of that and the impersonality of that were quite shocking to me. In dependence on dukkha arises hatred in this particular form. So the implication of this is very wide-ranging. If we can notice the initial dukkha, we don't have to follow through with hatred. Staying in the gap, as it's often said. So, another technique, still related to mindfulness, but slightly different. So I'm trying to get very interested in the various ways in which I miss dukkha and spin off into aversion of one kind or another. So typically, moment of dukkha arises in me, and immediately there's a sense of blame. Who's responsible for this? This doesn't belong in my reality. Who put it there? So this brings about anger, judgmentalism, hatred, ill will, all the rest of it. And I get so much of this working at the Buddhist Center. I sort of deeply care about the Buddhist Center. I can care too much in my own particular way, because I might just happen to hear a phone being answered in a way that I judge to be badly. Or I might hear the phone not being answered. I might see that leaflets aren't out, or whatever it is. What happens is immediate. Who's not done that? Who's responsible for that? Cycling on my bicycle. It's extraordinary the amount this happens. Someone gets in my way. Would you believe it? Someone gets in my way. And I just noticed those little moments of, how dare you? How dare you pull across me? Even if it was there right away, still, how dare you? It's not sort of voice, but it's just this little kind of, you got in my way. This is the egocentric mind that thinks everything should revolve around me. Everything should allow me to have a smooth ride through life. Or alternatively, witnessing someone else's pain. If I'm with someone and they're telling me about something that's difficult in their life, different things can happen. I can go into my head and try and find the right words to fix them, say the right thing, and that blocks me from actually noticing, here's a real human being who's suffering, tuning into them and just really being aware of them and connecting that way. Or something else that can happen when I witness someone else's pain. So this happened with a friend of mine. I was trying to show them how to use the computer, and they were doing something really stupid, and they were getting really kind of fed up with this and frustrated. And I was getting frustrated at their stupidity, because it's obvious how you do this. And it, you know, I was kind of getting a bit frustrated, sort of trying to show them what to do. And they're getting more frustrated. And I thought, oh God, they're suffering, aren't they? This is really painful for them. It's really painful for me. And it's so unnecessary. It's all so unnecessary. And just trying to kind of notice the dukkha in the situation diffuses all that frustration and aversion. So the practice here that I use to try and get in here, just noticing dukkha as dukkha, and I'm trying to use a very simple technique of breathing it in. You might have heard of Tonglen. It's just simply a way of approaching dukkha for what it is by taking it in, just breathing it in and noticing it, not avoiding it. And breathing out, just a sense of spaciousness, patience, accommodation. And this is the most fantastic practice, because as soon as you do this, you're immediately connected with the rest of humanity. Because the whole of humanity, the whole of sentient existence, experiences dukkha. And if only I can rest with that, then there's immediate connection and compassion. This is the raw material of bodhicitta, the Quicksilver Elixir. So yes, this is a royal road to compassion, to Karuna.